अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। राधे राधे। दिस इज अ ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ श्री श्री चैतन्य चंद्रामृतम हेल्ड ऑन 23rd October 2005। श्री श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु हैड एडवेंटेड ऑन दिस अर्थ टू डिलीवर द फॉलन सोल्स ऑफ कलि युग। ही इज लव एम्बॉडीमेंट एंड ही इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल अवतार्स। ही इज वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल क्लोज associate Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad, who is worshipped by even exalted Vaishnavas, who was a resident of Sri Vrindavan, who is a crest jewel amongst all Gaur Bhaktas. We offer obeisance at his lotus feet. He has written very nicely in Sri Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam, which is a very exquisite text. Here he has written in shloka number 121 about the advent of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Here he tells us that how it was before Mahaprabhu had come, and today what is the state? How fortunate we are. We have got such a golden opportunity. We need to realize this. He is expressing this very clearly by stating, before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the scholars who were learned in the Shastras, how was their intellect? Their intellect was not spiritual. They were not sumedha. That means they did not have good intelligence. And what else? He says that sarva purushartha sar, that means the essence of all goals of any living entity is Sri Krishna Bhajan. Yet these learned scholars, they were not inclined towards Sri Krishna Bhajan, and their intelligence was very mean and full of doubt. They were always doubtful. Does Bhagavan exist or does he not exist? Is he there? Is he not there? Maybe nay nay, maybe not. So that is atheism. And some would say, yes, Bhagavan exists. But today, by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have got not only Bhagavan himself, but we have also got the highest ras, the brilliant ras, the Sringar ras, and we have got the right to perform the highest bhajan. Prem springs from the topmost brilliant ras, and today in Kali Yuga, even the most fallen souls have got the right to practice such bhajan. As soon as we come to know of this, we feel so much at peace, because today there is no discrimination anymore. See, in a palace, everybody is not allowed to enter, but today there is a feast. Today, the doors of the palace is thrown open to everybody. You can enter right into the queen's chamber also. Nobody can stop you, whoever you may be. Why? Because today the feast is so joyful that all rules are broken. This is why all those confidential incidents that no one was allowed to hear earlier, that scholars and great people also were not allowed to hear, and humankind was wondering, how is Bhagawan? We don't know how he is really. So does he exist? Does he not? Today, by Goshen Sundar's mercy, all such doubts are allayed. We know exactly how Sri Bhagawan looks, how he behaves, how he talks, how he moves, and not only he, but about all his associates. Chaitanya Charitra Ei Amrite Shri Karna Mon Tripta Kare Char Ak Bindu. So by the advent of Sri Gaurasundar, everything turned topsy-turvy. The Mahajan is saying that hear Gaur Katha every day for Gaurango Gunete Jure. That means that cry by hearing Gaur Leela. Sit in a lonely place and clasp Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat to your bosom and weep. The gateways of Prem Bhakti will force open. So strong is Gaur Katha. So beautiful is Gaur Leela. What is the meaning of Jure? Jure means the one who cries after hearing Gaur Katha. Oh my Lord, you are so merciful. You are so kind. Please give me a drop of realization. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. None of these material subjects. Please give me just a drop of pure bhakti at your lotus feet. Then that merciful Sri Gaurasundar, he sends a premic devotee to you, and he will open the gates of your heart with his own hands. Chaitanya Charitra Hoy Amrita Shindhu Karna Mon Tripta Kare Jar Ek Bindu Bhava Shindhu Tori Bare Jar Ache Chitto Shraddha Kori Shuno Shei Chaitanya Charitra. What beautiful verses! Analyze every word of these verses and we digest each word, realize the depth of each word, then we can ruminate on a single word for 1 month. So restful is Gaur Katha. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that by the mercy of Sri Gaurasundar, women, shudras, hunters, natures, Muslims, all can get praying and they can treat with contempt every big scholar. This is not an exaggeration. When we get Gaur Prem, when we get exclusive bhakti at the lotus feet of Sri Gaur Nitai, then we too will feel that heaven has descended on this earth. And we will relish nectar. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that a pure devotee never wants anything. He doesn't want yoga siddhi. Vritrasur is saying that a pure devotee doesn't want anything from this world. Then what about Gaur Bhaktas? Because Sri Gaursundar is the source of all incarnations. Then if we get the taste of his bhajan ananda, the joy of performing Sri Gaur bhajan, then why we will not feel that heaven has descended on earth? How sweet! In our sampradaya we have got such exalted Mahajans whom we should remember every morning and pay obeisance. We have discussed them earlier also. They were illiterate, yet big scholars used to touch the dust of their lotus feet, would become surrendered to them and would feel blessed. Just listen to Premananda Thakur, what he is saying. And he is not exaggerating. He is saying this from his deep realization. That he is saying that even that greatest of all scholars who know the Vedas by heart, if he does not worship Gauranga, then it is like a blind man looking into a mirror. What use is the mirror to him? So just pictureize a man who is blind from birth. He's trying to see himself in a mirror and is looking this way and that way holding the mirror. Won't you laugh at him? Similarly, if you don't have Gaur Bhakti, then what use is the learning Jivan Mitosvi? Although I may be living, I am dead. This is why Devananda is saying that Shejadip Gauranga Nahi Bhaje, if he does not worship Sri Gauranga, this means that we have to know Gauranga as Sri Krishna. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has abused the ones who don't know that Sri Gaursundar is non-different from Sri Krishna. Lochana Vihina Jan or Andhe Darpana Ki Bakaji Beda Vidya Dui Kichu Nahi Jananta. Just as Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is saying that the ones who live in the hills, the tribals, the hunters, if they worship Gauranga, if they know nothing else, but they make Gauranga their heart of hearts, they are worth taking darshan. We should take their darshan, and he knows everything, and all siddhis are in his grip. This means that if we have bhakti at the lotus feet of Sri Gaursundar, then we have all siddhi in our fist. The same person has written in Sri Radharasudham Nidhi that if we are proud of maids of, we are proud that we are Srimati Radharani's maid servants, then the greatest scholars of the earth should roll their heads at their lotus feet. Fallen souls like myself, what do we want? Just a few rupees. And maybe two or four palaces. Even if I don't want such things, I want at least a few medals, some fame.
Well, at least the position of Indra, or maybe I want to be Brahma.
What
value do all these things have in life? If I'm not a lover?
Pratishtha bhaye puri jai palaiya.
It means that when we gain prem bhakti, then all these will appear poisonous to us.
Srila Jagannath Das Babaji told his sevak, Bihari, take me.
The sevak said, Baba, we already walked such a large distance. Again, why do you want to go?
No, it is necessary.
And Jagannath Das Babaji told Bihari to take him to that person who gave him 1 rupee, and he is telling that person that, oho, why did you give me 1 rupee?
The devotee said, oh, I wanted to give you something, this is why.
And Jagannath Das Babaji said to that devotee, I know, I'm sorry about this, but as soon as I touched the money, I felt as if I was bitten by snake. My whole body has started burning. Oh my dear, I have heard that you have lots and lots of money, but it doesn't bite you. You don't have a burning sensation in your body. So I have come to ask you.
So this is what happened when some devotee paid obeisance to Siddha Jagannath Das Babaji and gave him 1 rupee. It started biting him.
How can 1 rupee bite? And oh yes, 1 rupee in those days was made of pure silver.
But can 1 rupee bite?
In fact, if we don't have a single rupee, it bites.
He said, it is biting.
Where is it biting? That only a pranik can tell.
Only a pranik's heart is possible to experience.
In his heart, there is Dhruvanu Smriti. Siddha Sri Jagannath Das Babaji was immersed 24 hours in meditating on the holy name, beauty, excellences and leelas of Sri Gauranga and Govinda. When he got 1 rupee, then he was remembering the rupee in between, and this was biting him. Avismriti, Krishna Padara Vindaya. This means we should have constant, unbroken remembrance of Sri Krishna's lotus feet. And Sri Krishna meditation can make us forget everything. And when we forget Krishna, that is falling in the material ocean. It was very, very cold one winter. And no clothes even, just a little piece of loincloth. And in this deadly winter, Siddha Sri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he was lying on the sands of, on the banks of the Ganga at Rani Chaur. He was not feeling the winter at all.
Why?
Because his heart was full of Gaur Prem. They were great. They were Mahan. They were the real Mahanta. Because to be a Mahanta, you have to be Mahan. Prabhupada Pran Gopal Goswami, he saw this scene. He was so hurt when he saw this. We cover ourselves with mattresses, blankets, and yet we shiver. And look at Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. He is lying there, barren body. What to do? He will not accept any seva. He went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji and said, "Please, Baba, I beg of you, please accept this one blanket." Now, Prabhupada Prangopal Goswami, he after all belongs to the lineage of the great Prabhus. So, you have to keep his request. But still, Baba stopped him. He said, no, but Prabhupada did not listen. He gave him the blanket. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji took it from Prangopal Goswami, wrapped it around himself and started chanting. Now what to do? The blanket was so nice. He felt so good, so warm, so cozy, that he started feeling sleepy. In winter, he used to shiver, but he used to keep awake because he was shivering. And then he could take the holy name loudly, nicely, clearly. The ones who live in cozy, warm, comfortable homes, they will not be able to understand what joy the Siddha Baba felt chanting Maha Mantra, shivering. The next morning, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji took the blanket, went to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, I'm sorry. Gaur Kishore Das could not fall in love with your blanket." Then Prangopal Goswami asked him, "Why, Baba, what happened?" He said, "Your blanket did not let me sleep, let me do bhajan the entire night. I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I cannot be friends with it. Take it back." When one relishes blame, this is what happens. Once upon a time in Braj, there was so much cold winter that ice was floating in the water of Govindkund. Siddha Manohar Das Babaji, he was sitting in a small hut made of mud, and he was performing bhajan. In those days, Vrindavan was completely secluded, very lonely. Govindkund especially, it was even more solitary, silent. If you would go there, then you would sink in some other world. You would automatically feel the vibrations of Krishna meditation. And in such a season, Siddha Manohar Das Babaji, he was shivering, his teeth was chattering. All he had was a thin cloth of cotton. He felt so angry with himself that he went and plunged himself in the ice water of Govindkund. He kept on dipping himself again and again and again. A Vaishnava who lived nearby, he came out to see who is bathing in this cold night of winter in the Govindkund. Came and saw it was Siddha Manohar Das Babaji. He asked, "Baba, what are you doing in this cold?" And Manohar Das Baba said, "You know, my body has become very pampered. It has become very rich. So that is why I am disciplining it. It wants mattress. It wants woolen clothes. It wants to dress up luxuriously. So I am punishing it. I am a renounced person and my body wants woolen clothes." So just see, the ones who are originally renounced, they have got real renunciation. See how their heart is. There is only a single path, not two paths. Either it is this which is real or it is not. You cannot have two real stuff. But this real stuff is extremely, extremely rare. In 1 crore men, you may find hardly one or two like this. So see, ones who are Gaur Bhaktas, they can dare to laugh at all material properties. Saraswatipad has already said that a Gaur Bhakta is very serene. He has got joy in Gaur Lila so much that he has not relished in Krishna Lila. A Gaur Bhakta's joy is much more. Nityananda Prabhu, he has enjoyed so much in Gaur Lila. He has not enjoyed so much when he descended as Big Brother Balaram. Gadadhar Pandit also relished much more as Gaur Parshad, as Gaur Associate. He did not relish so much as Radharani in Krishna Lila. He has given so much more joy to the devotees in his form as Gadadhar Pandit. In the past, he did not get so much association of his Lord as he got in Gaur Lila. He got to relish much more joy in Gauranga, in Gaur association. What happiness he got, he did not get as Radharani in Vrindavan. Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he has given a single adjective for Gaur Bhaktas. He is saying, Snigdhaha Gaura Bhaktaha. This means that the Gaur Bhaktas are very serene, very calm. This same person has said in another place that Trinadapi Sunichataha and Vishayagatta Dutkriti Hari Pranana Vyuvala Kimapi Anal Anal Amritadhi Bhavanti Kila Sadgunaha Jagati Gaura Bhaja Amiti. This means that the ones who are Gaur Bhaktas, they have some natural qualities. What are these qualities? They are Trinadati Sunichata. This means more humble than a blade of grass. What do we mean by being Trinadati Sunichena? How can we become Amani Manad? That is, we will give respect to everyone else, but we will not expect any respect in return. We have to perform bhajan in this manner. How to perform bhajan in this manner? This the Gaur devotees have shown to the world. The Gaur Bhaktas are at the topmost position, topmost ideals where Trinadati Sunichena is concerned. Our Rupa Sanatan, they have shown with their own examples that to what extreme they have the wealth called humility. They are so extremely well-mannered, polite. They are a treasure mine of humility. And how should Gaur Bhaktas be? We should be such that, Saraswati Pad is saying that we should be such that as soon as people see us, their eyes should be soothed. We should have some sort of softness, sweetness in our looks, in our speech, when we walk, when we give. Immediately we should attract others' hearts towards ourselves. And Sudha Madhura Bhashitaha, this is the third quality. When we speak, people should feel that Amritam is dripping from their speech. Not words, but honey is dripping. Fourth quality is Vishayagandha Dhutkriti. This means that we should not be able to bear the scent of materialism. We should find materialism as burning. Whatever the people of this world want, we should not desire for all that. Fifth quality, Hari Pranaya Vyuvala. We should be always overwhelmed, intoxicated in Sri Hari Prem. And our intelligence, we should not use in any material subjects. All world we should find as empty, totally empty. Because this material world is dark, what can we possibly desire, expect from this dark, horrible material world? What can we possibly get from this rotten world? So we as Gaur Bhaktas, we should be adorned with such excellent jewels. This place where you are just now sitting, this place is none other than Sri Radha Kund. The place where someone like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami performed his tapasya, performed his Hari Bhajan, Gaura Bhajan, and following in his footsteps, following in his bhav, thousands and thousands of Gaura Bhaktas have come here over the ages and have performed kirtan. They have gained success in bhajan. Their footprints are till today existing all over Radha Kund. What great ideal! Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad is sitting under the tree and performing bhajan. He is a king's son. In such ancient times, his family income was 12 lakh gold coins. Today we cannot imagine even so much large income. Please go and visit other sampradaya temples. You will find gem-studded umbrellas, palatial temples, so much opulence. And yet in our sampradaya, our Vaishnava acharyas have rejected all such opulence. Today, in today's world, today it has become fashion to ride Maharaj 108, then Vishnupad, Pujyapad, etc. before the name. But even 50 years earlier, even 30 or 40 years earlier, nobody used to use the title Maharaj after their name. They used to not add even Shri before their names. Why? Because they said it is opulent. They used to not even have a name plate outside their kutir. They used to say that I am performing bhajan inside my kutir. Should I announce this to the world? That I should have a name plate and people will know, oh, so and so Babaji is performing bhajan here. They belonged to some other world completely. So he is to perform bhajan under the tree. Actually, this entire Radha Kund region was thick forest. Mahaprabhu had come to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan, he had decided to visit all the 12 ones. He went to Behulavan. From Behulavan, he danced and came here in Radha Kund. এই মতো মহাপ্রভু নাচিতে নাচিতে আরিত গ্রামে আসি বাহ্য হইল আচম্বিতে. This means that in those days the name of this place was Arit, and Mahaprabhu came dancing in this Arit village. Bajanab had named this village Arishta because Arishtasur had been killed here. So later on this Arishta name, it became Arit. It was a very minute village, very remote. Just a few mud huts and a few Rajputs used to live here. So Arit Ashi Bachchuhoi Rachambiti Mahaprabhu came here and suddenly he gained external consciousness. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was accompanying him and Krishna Das Vipra also. And another Saneriya Brahmin, he was the tourist guide. Mahaprabhu, he came to his external consciousness after he reached Arit. From Vrindavan, he was dancing, constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Animals were dancing with him. The deer were walking with him. The peacocks, the cuckoos, they were all calling enchantingly. The forest was looking so fascinating and flowers were fragrant everywhere. Prabhu was completely lost. Then when he stepped into Arit, he gained his external consciousness. And then he asked the villagers, "Hey, where's Radha Kund? Oh brother, show me Radha Kund. Please take me to that place. Where is Radha Kund?" And they all said, "Radha Kund? We never heard of such a name. Here there is no such place. Keho nahi jaane, nobody knew." The very, very old Rajputs of the village came there and nodded their heads, "No, no, we don't know." And that Sonerya Brahmin, who was a tourist guide, also knew nothing. But yes, of course, in the paddy fields, in between two paddy fields, you would find little puddles of water, and all around there was thick forest. Can you see that little hillock? That was the only place where anyone lived. Now settlement has reached right the banks of Radha Kund. Lupta Tito Jani Prabhu Sarbongo Bhagavan Dui Dhanno Khetre Shalpu Jalikoilashnan. He went to in between two paddy fields and there he took his bath in very little water. Some people, they raise a question that Dhanya Khetra, this means paddy fields. So in simple Bangla, this means paddy fields. So does it mean that Braj used to have paddy fields in those days? Of course, today in Braj, we do find paddy fields and there is rice crop. In fact, the rice quality is better than that in Bengal. Just go on that side and see. There you will see such beautiful paddy fields. But here, Dhanno Khetro, it just means some corn. Dhanno, Masho, Jabo, Mudko, Godhumo. These are all the meanings of the word Dhanya. Because Sanskrit dictionary says that Dhanya could refer to any sort of corn. So there are seven types of corns which we can call as dhanya, such as wheat, barley, sesame. So most probably Braj had just wheat fields in that time. Prabhu, he is so tall, he has a huge body, and yet he jumped right into that puddle. He took some earth from that spot and then he drew a beautiful tilak on his forehead, sitting right below that tamal tree, there, underneath that tamal tree. Many people ask that, why do Gauriya Vaishnavas use Radha Kund earth as tilak? Haribhakti Vilas says, we should use Gopi Chandan. We should use Gopi Chandan. It is coming from Dwarka, but this earth of Radha Kund, it is nothing but the dust of Radharani's lotus feet. Hence, the ones who are exclusive Radha devotees, they use Radha Kund as tilak. Swaminiji's foot dust, they feel very nice to deck themselves with Swaminiji's foot dust. Then the Lord commanded Balabhadra, "Take some earth from here. We will gift the devotees." And then the Lord sat under the tamal tree and started singing glorifications. He remembered the Madhyana Leela, the lunch bhog Leela of Radha Krishna, and he lost himself. There is no other place in Brajamandal which has so many confidential leelas being performed. Here, very, very sweet, very nectarine leelas are performed by the divine couple. Giriraj is the crown of Brajamandal. You see, Giriraj looks like a crown. This Haridas Varya Giriraj, Haridas Varya means the best of all servants of Sri Hari. Govardhan gets the title Haridas Varya, and in this crown there are two gems, just as you can see brilliant gems studded in crown. Similarly, there are two gemstones studded in this crown, Giriraj. Which of these two gems? one is golden gem and another one is a blue gem. The golden gem is Radha cone and the blue gem is Shyam cone. This is why the twin cones are Braja Mukutamani and Sri Sri Radha Madhav. They are actually present over here in the form of Radha cone, Shyam cone. Why are they in the form of water? Because they have melted out of kripa, out of mercy for their devotees. And so they are in the form of water. Ei kunde je akbar karishnan, she modur prem kundo tare kore dan. This means that just as Radharani is Krishna's beloved, the same way Radha Kund is also his beloved. And if you take part only once in Radha Kund, then Kundeshwari, she takes so much kripa and she gives you that same Radha Prem. Just once if you dip yourself. Just as the Shastras are saying that if you take Krishna Nam just once, if you pay obeisance just once to Sri Krishna, then what happens? That if someone performs even 10 Ashwamedh Yajnas, he will be born again. But a person who pays obeisance even once to Sri Krishna will not be born again. So if we take Krishna Nam just once, if we perform Dandavat to Sri Krishna just once, then it is so powerful. So similarly, if we bathe even once in Radha Kund, we get prem. So see, we have so many opportunities to gain prem. When Srimad Mahaprabhu came to Brajadham, he did not discover any other place, only Radha Kund. Why is it that he did not discover any other Leela places? All Leela places, nearly all, were discovered by Sri Rupa Sanatan later on, after Srimad Mahaprabhu left Brajadham. He himself discovered only Radha Kund. What is the reason behind this? Because Srimad Mahaprabhu came to give Radha Prem to this world, to give Radha Dasya to this world. This is why Radha Kund, which is the embodiment of Radharani, he discovered it himself. The Lord did Giriraj Parikrama, then he went to Kamyavan, then he again returned to Vrindavan. He lived in Akrur Tirtha for some days. Then slowly many more Gaur associates started coming to Brajabhumi. The first person to come here was Subuddhi Rai. Later on, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, then Sri Rupa Goswami, followed by Sanatan Goswami. One by one, Gaur associates started coming here. And after the disappearance of Sri Gaur Sundar, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami came here. He wanted to commit suicide in Radha Kund. After the disappearance of Sri Gaur Sundar, he was so much full of sorrow. He was so depressed. But he had two desires. He wanted to fulfill these two wishes before he committed suicide. One was, he wanted to take darshan of Sri Rupa Sanatan. Secondly, he used to worship Giriraj, you know. So he wanted to take darshan of Giriraj. This is why he could not die. And when he met Rupa Sanatan, they told him, Raghunath, why will you die? You will be our third brother. We are also suffering in viraha from the Lord. You are also suffering. Let us all suffer together. So our dear Das Goswami lived under the tree, and Radha Kund was still a small puddle in between two fields. One day he was performing bhajan under the tree. He saw one Brajamaya coming to take little water from there. She slipped and fell. Her earthen pot broke. Das Goswami, who was absorbed in his bhajan, he felt a lightning flash and he felt, oh, if these two kuns could be deep and they would be very nicely, if they would be very nicely restored and they would be nicely cemented, how nice it would be. It would be such a great help to every body, all villagers. But immediately he banished this thought from his head. He chastised himself and said, "Oh, am I not a renounced person? How can I think of earning money? And all this will bring me fame. How can I even dream of such a thing? Why should I have such material desires?" But if a loving devotee feels even little bit good desire in their heart, then most definitely their desire will be fulfilled. There is no doubt about it. But be careful. Before we have desires, we should think many times. A premik has that power, and their desires are always pure, purely spiritual, but not for us, because we are so fallen that even when we think some desire is spiritual, it is actually Maya Devi convincing us. And then it will only ruin our bhajan. As soon as Sridhar Goswami had this desire, one wealthy sage businessman, he went to Badrinath with a lot of money to do some seva. Lord Badrinarayan appeared before him and said in a dream that you don't have to perform any seva here. You take all this money, go to Radhakund. There is one completely desire-free Nishkinchan Babaji there. You give him this money and tell him that I have sent you to him and to please use this money to fulfill his desire. The rich businessman went to Das Goswami and said, "Lord Badrinarayan has sent me, Baba. Please take this money and do what you..." Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, he felt embarrassed, but then he knew that this is the Lord's wish. So he obeyed his command. He told the sage-ji that, "You please make these two kunds." Now all around there was thick forest and the land did not belong to any one person. So just say, a renounced person like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he bought the entire land surrounding the two kunds, 80 bighas of land. That land agreement is intact even today. We have those original agreements with us. There were very big, tall trees in that time. Das Goswami saw that a few trees, they were talking to him and they were telling him, "Gosai ji, we are 5 Pandavas. We are performing bhajan over here in the form of trees." So many great exalted devotees, they are performing sadhana in Brajadham in the form of animals like dogs, trees. Please read Vrindavan Mahimamritam. You will know that no living creature in Brajadham is worldly. You may see him as woman, man, tree, bird, animal. But actually, Vrindavan is transcendental place. And all these premiks, they are performing sadhana in various forms. So we should treat every living entity with respect here in Brajadham. Das Goswami tried to save the trees. So he gave an order not to cut them. And so Shyamkund became crooked. Now original Shyamkund is crooked. So now also in this time, in this age, our age also, it is crooked. After all, the person who is the same as Shyamkund, that is Krishna, he is crooked. So his kund has to be crooked. One day, Srimad Raghunath Das Goswami Pad was performing bhajan under a tree. Suddenly, Sanatan Das Goswami had come here. He saw that a tiger drank water from the kund and went away, and Das Goswami was completely in samadhi. Sanatan Das Goswami, he was worried for Das Goswami, but he did not tell him directly, because Das Goswami would definitely brush him aside and say that, "Oh, I am not scared of tigers. Tigers cannot deter me from my bhajan." So instead of telling him directly that, "Look, you should be careful because there are tigers coming here," he told Das Goswami that, "Raghunath, you perform bhajan under a tree. Do you know you will become so famous? People coming and going will keep on seeing you and will say, 'Oh, Raghunath performs such wonderful bhajan. He is always sitting in samadhi.' You know, you should make a kutir and sit inside. We should not publicize our bhajan. Why should others come to know what you are doing or not doing? Then your bhajan will become pure." Sanatan Goswami Pad ordered him to make a hut. From that time onwards, started a leaf hut, leaf kutir for bhajan. From leaf hut came mud hut, because there were no bricks in that time. Later on, stone huts were built, and now we have brick cottages. But Raghunath Das Goswami liked to sit beneath the tree most of the time. In the hot summer, he would absorb himself in meditating on the divine leelas. Ishwari could not stop herself. She would come and stand behind Das Goswami. She would hold her archer of her dupatta over his head. He would be crying, "Ha Praneshwari, Ha Swamini." The sun would rise and set in the hot summers. Ishwari could not bear it. So why did she not come in front and give him darshan? It is because she wanted to tell Raghunath, "Raghunath, you are blessed. Cry, Raghunath, cry. Because you have come to show the world how to perform Radha Bhajan. If you cannot cry, then you cannot get Radharani." Krishna boli kadile she Krishna naath mile. There is great joy in crying. The ones who have cried out, "Ha Krishna," they know how joyous it is. "Ha Radhe," it is so blissful to cry out like this. Only their hearts are witness to this joy. Das Goswami is the one who has given us Radha Kundashtakam. He has glorified Radha Kund in many places in Stavavali, and Vishwanath Chakraborty has written Arishta Kundashtak. Similarly, in Bhakti Ratnakar, we find the historical incidents recorded. There also we find very sweet descriptions of Radha Kund. Govinda Lilamrita describes the noontime leelas performed here in Radha Kund. The devotees who are very much serious about bhajan and about performing meditation, they have by-hearted all these descriptions. Today is the appearance day of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Today is the day of holy advent of Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. It is today that they have appeared to shower mercy on all humankind. Glory be, all glory to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, all glory to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, all glory to his bhajan, to his tapasya. We humbly pay obeisance this glorious day. Let us all of us beg together from this holy, auspicious day that please give us prem. Please give us the blessing of Radha Kund. With this prayer on our lips, let us put Shri Shri Chaitanya Chandramritam to rest. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.